It's Jaycee here. Welcome back to another episode of Little Life Lessons. So today we are going to be reading chapter 21 of the book of John. And I'm going to try to go through it fast because I have stuff to do after this. And yeah, so I'm not even going to do like a separate intro and then like intro, break, and then we read the story. We're just going to like read it right now. So I don't have any announcements. Just keep checking out my website. The link will be in the description down below. And yeah, chapter 21 of John. So make sure you guys grab your Bibles, grab your highlighters, grab your journals, take notes. Do what you want to do. Okay. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. Sorry if I'm pronouncing it wrong. I'm not sure. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and the two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them, and they said, "We will go with you." They went out to the boat and got into the boat. But that night, they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was him. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net right on the right side of the boat and you'll find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciples, whom Jesus loved, said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. And we're on verse 8 of chapter 21. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it, and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some fish you have just caught." Simon Peter climbed aboard and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." No disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. Jesus, the next part of this one is called Jesus Reinstates? Sorry, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. On verse 15. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of God, do you truly love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." He said, feed my lambs." Jesus said again, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? Jesus answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. I tell you the truth. When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said said this to indicate the kind of death which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to them, "Follow me." Then he said to him, "Follow me." Sorry. We're on verse 20. Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved was following them. This was the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and said, "Lord, who is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he asked, "Lord, what do you want? Lord, what about him?" Okay, sorry, I lost my place for a minute there. We're on verse 22, chapter 21. Jesus answered, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me." Because of this, the rumor spread among the brothers that this disciple would not die. But Jesus did not say that he wanted would not die. He only said, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? This is the disciple who testifies to these things, and who wrote them down. We know that his testimony is true. Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them was written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. And that is the end of the book of John. And so we read it all. So I just want to do like a quick recap. I have like 4 more minutes left that I wanted to do. So we're just going to do like chapters 1, 2, and 3 recap. Chapter 1, verse 5. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not undercut that. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. But it says not understood it. What? Okay, anywho. That was basically chapter... Well, that was, like, what stood out to me for chapter 1. Chapter 2, miracles of Jesus. Chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Guys, I want you to memorize that verse. Memorize it right now. If you have this in your heart every day, you, like, God loved you so much that he had one chance. Okay, he only got one son. One son. That whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Like, so that, how am I supposed to explain this? Okay, so that anyone who is in Christ Jesus would never die, would be free from sin. And, okay, yeah. Now, chapter 4, 5, and 6 recap. Chapter 4, what's this called? Jesus talks with a Samaritan woman, yeah. He heals the official son. Chapter 5, healing at the pool. Testimonies about Jesus. Chapter 6, Jesus feeds the 5,000. Chapter 7, Jesus goes to the Feast of Tabernacles. And then he teaches at the feast. And then they're all questioning, is Jesus the Christ? And I'm like, yeah, duh. And then, chapter 8. Chapter 8 is I am the light of the world. Chapter 9, again, he says, I am the light of the world. Chapter 10, Jesus is the shepherd. And he's the gate. Chapter 11 is the death of Lazarus. Wow, these are long chapters. Okay. Chapter 12 is... there's a good example of light in the darkness. Verse 46. I have come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me shall stay in darkness. Chapter 13, Jesus washes the disciples' feet. Chapter 14, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Chapter 15, verse, it says the word remain 11 times. I think 11 or 10, I don't know. I just remember me saying that like 1,000 times on the day I read that. And then it says, verse 7, chapter 15, verse 17, this is my command, love each other. Chapter 16, this work of the Holy Spirit. 17, just plays for all believers. Chapter 18, Jesus arrested. And, chapter 19, the death of Jesus, basically. Chapter 20, the resurrection of Jesus. Great chapters. chapter 21, the miraculous catch of fish, and him talking to Peter. And yeah, so you may have heard me mention this in the past couple episodes, that we are done with John. I have no idea what to do next. Like, I am clueless. I don't know what to do. Like, should I read something of the New Testament? Should I read something of the Old Testament? Like, what should I do? And I am very willing to take your guys' ideas. If you want me to get some more guest stars on the show, I can make that happen. If you want me to read through a book, I can probably make that happen, depending what book it is and if I have to buy it. And yeah. So make sure you guys go check out my brother's podcast, Jun Shaw's, my cousin's podcast, Gracia Books and More, my cousin's YouTube channel, Gigi's Ideas, me and my cousin's podcast, the JC and Gracia Talk Show, available on Spotify, and my website linked in the description down below. So make sure you guys go check out the other episodes of my podcast, and yeah, have a great week, have fun, see you later, bye!